Although this is supposed to be a parasha preview, I'd like to take the liberty to talk about Reb Chaim this week, because I think Reb Chaim is part of the parasha, and I'll explain. Chazon Ish writes in the Zigris that the Yediyosam Shel Chachmei Hador, Liboisam Umidosam, the knowledge of the Chachmei Hador, their hearts and their midas, Hein Hein Gufei HaTorah, these are actually bodies of Torah. Chachomim were planted in Hardar. Chazon Ish says they are actually part of the Torah. There was a Masechta called Reb Chaim. We just lost Reb Chaim. And this is the tkufa that we have to learn of Reb Chaim. The Gemara says in Ksubis that after Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rebbe was Nifter, Klal Yisrael spent 30 days focusing on Avelis, similar to when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. These 30 days, Reb Chaim is the parasha. He's part of the parasha. And what's mutal upon us now is to learn up Masechtos and Parashas Reb Chaim. Let's try to be mizbein in a little bit. The Gemara in Ksubis, Tafkov Dalid, when it tells over of the death of Tira of Moshe of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, very famously it says, Nitzchu Arelim Esam Mesukim V'Noshpa Aron HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is referred, the Rebbe is referred to Aron HaKadosh, was captured in Aron HaKadosh. And Mashah is already mayor there. Why is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the loss of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, referred to as the loss of the Aron HaKadosh? Or maybe it would be more proper to refer to the loss of the Torah, the Luchas. Rabbeinu HaKadosh l'chor the Torah itself. Mashah starts, maybe I'll expound. Mashah says that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when Rebbe is lost, we don't lose Rebbe's Torah. Torah is a davar ruchni that never disappears, it always is intact. What was lost was Aron HaKadosh. What's an Aron? The Aron in the Mishkan was a physical vessel. The Aron HaKadosh is what housed the Torah, made the Torah accessible to this world. In other words, it gave us, on this physical world, a grasp in Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem, which is Dvar Hashem, which is Gavoya Me'al Gavoya, something that Be'etzem has no place in this world, the Aron HaKadosh gave us a grasp in that. But Adam Gadol, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Adam Gadol, besides his Torah, and maybe in a certain way, more importantly for us in the Torah, he's a human being just like us, a basar v'dam. He has human desires. He lives in a world of kesef, kina taiva v'kavod. He lives in a world of kesef yana esako. And he housed the Torah. He became somebody who embodied only Torah. And Torah was the beginning and the end of his life. And most importantly for us, he gave us a grasp how the Torah could be a citizen, so to speak, in this world. The Torah can find a real place in the physical in this world. That is the tremendous loss that there is in the Pater of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rabban Shal Yisrael. This is the tremendous tragedy that we lost with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was the Aron HaKadosh of the Dar. Reb Chaim was a basar v'dam. He was a human being. And he gave us an access. He made the Torah in its purest sense, he made the Torah a reality in this world and all the concepts of the Torah. Let's expound maybe one nakuda, how Chaim was similar to an Aron HaKadosh, on the musig of an Aron, what we can learn from him. There's a musig called Daka Baraisa Bar Alma, the idea that the source of this world is really the Torah. This is represented by the Aron HaKadosh. The Aron HaKadosh, Aron in the Mishkan, when the Aron wasn't there in the second day of Samigdash, so the Gemara Mishnah in Yuma says, Evan Hoistasham, the Evan Shasiya Shmai. The place of the Aron is called Evan Shasiya. Why? Because Mimena Hushtas Oilam. The Oilam, the world was actually formed from that place. What does that mean, the world was formed? The Gemara says, just like the Mandamu, who says that the middle of the world, the point of creation was from Tziyan, from Yushalayim, which the center of that was the Aron. The idea here is that the entire world is an outshoot of the Torah. The Torah forms the world, and everything exists in the world only in as much as its expression of what's in Torah. This is the concept that the Aron represented. The Torah is the source of all hashpoyos, of everything that happens in this world. We, many times, since we're born in a world, we're born in a world with all its quote-unquote rules, its ways, its workings, its inner workings. We at the best, usually, we see the Torah as a wonderful rule book, a wonderful guide of directions that could guide us through this very confusing world. But really, we are confining the Torah to this world. This is so far from the truth. Atu, there's a world without the Torah. The Torah is something, a detail in the world. The world defines the Torah. The Torah only exists, the world, only exists in as much it's an extension of the world. This is the truth of what the Aron HaKodesh represented. And this is what Rav Moshe Yisrael B'chaim, this is what his life, his entire life embodied. He's a countless stories and so many different parts of the life, of his life, of Chaim's life that are expressed in this area. Everything was measured. His worldview, Rav Chaim lived at the source. He lived the reality. The Torah is the source of everything. And every item and every existing item in this world only has relevance and significance in as much as it expresses something in the Torah. Everything that he was asked about was another marmokim somewhere in Shas, a Tosefta, a Torah's Kayanim. Just say one ma'aser that brings us out. Many times different Yeshivas brought over Gvirim. They wanted as a gimmick to get a bracha from B'chaim, and one time someone brought a Gvir, and it was during this Tuf of the year, Shleishim Yom Kaidim L'Chag Pesach. Someone was trying to impress B'chaim how rich this Gvir was, and he says, oh, he has, I don't remember exactly, but he said, he has a room, a mansion, 50 houses, 50 rooms, 50, he has a house, 50 rooms in the house. B'chaim turns around right away, and he says, oh, there's Eichat Oseh B'dikas Chametz. That was the first question. B'chaim, to B'chaim, how are you going to make B'dikas Chametz in so many rooms? To B'chaim, a house, Koidim Pesach, a house was a Hechatimsa to do B'dikas Chametz. This was his life. And he lived in a different world. He lived in a world that was formed by Torah. He was Mele, not confined in the world. Just like we find the Aron wasn't confined by any of the rules and the statutes of this world. Mokim Aron Einam in Amida. It didn't take space, it wasn't confined, because it was living at the source, that was the source. B'chaim, so life, he wasn't confined by worldly things. This is a little bit of a view into all the Yeshuas and Avtochas that we experienced, the Moivsim, quote-unquote. The world, in the B'chaim's reality, in his world, the world was an outshoot, an outgrowth of the Torah. What the Torah needed, the world was Meshubit, to the Rotzen, of Oisei, Adam Kadol, of Aron HaKodesh. This is a concept that I think we can grow in, we can try to take down, we can try to take it to our reality. We, like I said before, we live in a world and we're confined by the world. We get up in the morning and this is the world we live in. We try very, with great effort, we try to make room for Torah in this world. We try to, with a shoehorn, to stoop the Torah into our world. These are the Bnei Aliyah, and this is so far from the Emes. In Reb Chaim's world, everything was an extension of the Torah. If the Torah says that when you learn out of the Torah, you will change from someone who's not necessarily Baal Kishron. Torah is Hashem Timima, Meshivas Nafesh, Machkimas Pesi, then that's what happens. There's no such thing as a confined world that says if you're not a Baal Kishron, you're not going to succeed. I'll learn until I start hopping. And that was his world. And Kehena, the Kehena, and all kinds of Pratim, he lived in a different world. We get up in a world and we're confined by the world. If there are certain Zmanim of Rifian in Yeshiva, Sayyid Zman we're holding now, and Sayyid Zman, so we get up in the world and we say, okay, this is reality, and I have to be in touch with the times, I can't. We have to go and breathe in a little bit of this music of the source. The Jewish world is not a world that the Torah is confined by the world. The world has to be confined by the Torah. The world has to be defined by the Torah. In so many, so many areas, we are trapped into the quote-unquote world, worldly world. And this is far from the Jewish world. The Emes of Jewish world was a world that's an expression of Torah. I could just give some examples. I was just speaking to a Baal Abbas. Recently, he's telling me on Pesach, he's going with a member of his family. I think it was 8 or 9 people altogether. He's spending $40,000 to go away for a hotel on Pesach. And he turns to me and he says, and verbalizes his anguish. He says, he himself is so uncomfortable about it. He says, like he said, I could support some family as close to here in Eretz Yisrael for 1/2 a year with that amount of money. Support a Koyla family for 1/2 a year. He says, it's crazy. I don't know what to do. But he says, I have no choice. This is what everyone's doing. This is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. It means we have a world that has a certain norm that is contorted and warped in something that we feel confined to. Reb Chaim had this pure world, that the world was an expression of the Torah. The world didn't start from our trapped world. It started from the MS, the reality of being at the source. When Torah forms our world, we live in a world of chesed, of MS, the Ebesh, this world. It's a different world. It's a world that we all had a shaychus to when Reb Chaim was around. That was the reality. I hope we all understand that by far and away, this is the hefsed ha'otzim that what we lost. We lost Reb Chaim. So much more than all the haftachas and the yeshuas, which was a tremendous mugging. I've gone to the class on asking mazals on that. But so much so, the source of all of that, which was the chashivas of Torah, the place, the true place in our value system where Torah is. The Torah is the root of everything. The source. And then that's being a saying, being a reality. Because man, Reb Chaim was chai. That was a reality. It was part of this world. We had a grasp like Aron HaKodesh. We were able to go there, and that's why the whole Klai Yisrael ran there and breathed that. Klai Yisrael was looking for that truth, so to speak, not to we should get entangled by this world. We all knew that we've gone far, and we've become estranged from a pure Torah world, and we're grasping, and we're gasping for that pure Aron Kodesh, the Tzedakah B'Oraisa B'Olamo. Someone who lived at the source. Many of us feel that we have no shaychus to Reb Chaim. He was someone who was mufka from Havayas Olam. He was like Arnakarn in the Kodesh Kadoshim. He lived in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Many of us feel, I think this is Yei Tahara. We have to be able to take out something from him. Even the Arna Kodesh, the Gemara Numa says, during Olam Regalim, they actually, Magoil the Paroichas, they raised up the Paroichas, and they allow Klal Yisrael to look at the Arna and the Kruvim. These 30 days, these Sman of Avelos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is time that he's Megal the Paroichas. We have a time we're supposed to be made to, so we have to take out the Aron HaKodesh. How? So I believe we have to use what we find in Shas. Shas, and the Yigim is a Torah, sometimes when there's a Hekesh, a Gzer Shava. The Gemara says, there's a Musa called the Doin Minei V'uki Ba'asra. We could learn from the Malamed to the Nilmad, and we don't make a carbon copy. We don't take out the exact din of Malamed. We actually relatively apply it. We learn out from the Malamed, and we apply it how it's supposed to be applied to the Nilmad. If we started with the words of the Chazon Ish, that Liboisam Midoisam Shalchach Me'ador Hein Hein Gufei HaTorah, the Lev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, planted Reb Chaim Kanievsky in our door. Everyone I'm talking to is in this door. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in his Torah, and he's Gufei HaTorah. That means he's a parashah, he's a masecht in the Torah. I believe the Fidei Chazon Ish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a hekesh between Reb Chaim Kanievsky and every single person in our door. He planted him in our door. So we should be able to, he's a parashah, he's a hekesh, he's a hekesh to us. We probably can't be doin minei uminei. We can't carbon copy Reb Chaim. But we could doin minei v'uki basrei. We can, and we have to. That's what Hashem wants. We could tap onto this thing. We could access a little bit of this truth, this reality that we had, that now we are at risk of losing. We just lost Reb Chaim. We lost this reality. It's there to grab. Grab it on. So you could take it, we could take it for ourselves, and we could pass it over to our children. This is the greatest in Neshama Gedufa Oysa Tzadik, and this is the greatest in Neshama Gedufa our own Neshamas. Have a wonderful Shabbos.